Right, welcome back to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, we are going to get right into it. And if this is your first time checking us out, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button and make sure you follow us for the latest updates. So tonight we are going to be talking about how to deal with stress and anxiety. And this is something that I am not new to, because at least this week I've been dealing with situations that have been slightly stressful and just do require me to make decisions with them. And I'm sure that you may have encountered situations that you've had to really make a decision. And sometimes you may even think about it often, sometimes going to sleep, and you may wake up in the middle of the night because something is just on your mind. And it's hard for you to really just be at peace, be at ease. And so I really want to share some stats with you, number one, and then also talk about why it is important to really deal with stress. And at least in the US, we know that stress is one of those experiences, and it's also one of those factors that are not easily tangible, touched. Okay. Sometimes when it comes to stress, we don't know how stressful people are until we see certain signals, such as how people respond in just normal conversation, or even how people may act when you see different situations. And I've seen it from people, just simple situations to where people just explode. It's like you didn't expect them to do that, but they just showed you, hey, I am tired, I'm fed up. And sometimes we have to really understand that we shouldn't have to get to that point. We need to ensure that we are taking the appropriate measures to, number one, understanding what is feeding that stress or even anxiety, because chronic stress or chronic anxieties is never good for health. And so let's jump right into some data, because I think that is always good, and that we can also see that, again, when it comes to information, it's not something that I make up, but I also do want you to see this for yourself. So what we are going to do is I'm actually going to share this article, or I think it's an article, but I'll share it with you from this website. And it pretty much just talks about at least some stats related to stress and anxiety in the U.S. from earlier this year. So it may not be accurate as of today's date, but at least it has kept some trends over the past couple of months. So let's get this set up and that we can at least follow along with me. So if you are listening to us, pretty much doing a screen share, but I will also make sure that I can announce what we are discussing. And so when it comes down to it, let's do this better. There we go. So this is pretty much an article that I discovered, and this is by the psychiatry.org. And so one of the things that I noticed is I like to look through different stats when it comes to information like this. But one of the things that popped out was that you have roughly about two-fifths of adults. So it's a little bit under 40% who rated their mental health as fair or poor. And this was, I want to say, as of closer to the end of 2022. So you have roughly about two-fourths of Americans. Now, again, when it comes to these statistics, I'm not sure what the number was, because this could have been 20,000 people, could have been 2,000 people. So when you hear these numbers, even though two-thirds sounds like it could be representative of the entire U.S. population, but just as American. So this could have been like a small number, 2,000, or it could be anywhere up to like 10,000. And I'm sure it may show what the actual numbers was, but at any rate, if this was, let's just throw out a number, 1,000. So that means that you have roughly about let's see what that is. There's roughly about 370 adults who feel that they are, the mental health is poor or it's average. And so when we think about these numbers, a little bit under two-fifths, and kind of just looking at some of the reasons, you know, a number, I think that's about two-thirds, said they like to exercise more. A little bit under half said they like to meditate. About two-fifths said they like to see a therapist. Similar two-fifths said they want to focus on spirituality. So we can kind of see some of these numbers. Even about 30% said they would like to take a break from social media. Okay. And so these are statistics. And again, they do come from actual surveys. Again, I don't really know exactly what the actual number is, but we do know that this is some data that we can actually work with. And then looking at Forbes, sometimes when it comes to a lot of mainstream news sites, especially when it comes to statistics, I usually am cautious because I know sometimes numbers can be not always accurate. And so I'm usually just more mindful of that. But I will say, I do like to compare to see how far off or how similar it could be to another similar study. And so this is not too far off. This shows about 21% or so, about one-fifth of adults experienced mental health in 2020. So this could have been accurate because just like we saw closer to the end of 2022, we have about two-fifths. This shows in 2020 that it was about one-fifth. And so that is pretty much a full jump from one-fifth to two-fifths, okay? So keep that in mind. And so when we think about just mental health and individuals dealing with serious situations, and here you can kind of see just some of the numbers. You know, don't forget about the veterans who may deal with the PTSD and even the teenagers who face suicide because of just dealing with mental health issues. And there was probably a couple of years ago where I was dealing with a situation, and a person, I think this was at a church event, and they were like, "You have nothing to be stressed about." And in the back of my mind, I never said nothing. But to me, I'm like, how ignorant are you to say that? Because you don't really know what a person deals with. And so, like I just showed you, these are some of the numbers. And the site I showed you was from Forbes, and the other site was from psychiatry.org. So you can kind of look at those statistics. But at least we see that mental health has been an occurrence that has been steadily rising over the years. And one thing that a lot of people are not discussing is, what do we do? Because you have so many topics that are circulating in the news, from violence to oil prices and inflation to just the economy, the housing market, food prices, kind of like, what are things going to look like in the coming years? So you have all of these factors at work. And not to mention that you're likely dealing with your career, how long you're going to be in your career position, if you just started a position, if you are just building a new family, if you just recently got married, if you're trying to move into the church, or if you're just kind of dealing with some tough situations, relationships, and you're trying to debate on whether you should stay or leave. Even when it comes to marriage, you have people who are thinking about divorce or even separating. So you have a lot of things that you are thinking about. And to add to that, like we also looked at, people are also thinking about their health. So they're thinking about their physical health. They want to exercise more, but sometimes that can be a concern, especially if you have these other factors that prevent you from doing that. Eating healthy, because you may look in the mirror, or you may go somewhere to the gym or even to the beach, and you're just not satisfied with how you look. Or in the back of your mind, you've compared how you should look to how someone else actually looks. So you feel, because you don't look that way, you feel that it is just something wrong. And so you have all of these issues. And to add to that, You're not sleeping well. So I can go on about issues. And all of this, if you don't realize it, that it can build up so much stress. If you don't deal with it in the long run, it can really be detrimental towards your health. Because some things that you may not think about when it comes to adrenaline and your cortisol levels, these are types of hormones in your body. When they are steady, like rising, and they continue to remain steady, rising over a period of time, it can be detrimental towards your health, and even increasing your cholesterol levels. So increasing the the bad cholesterol and causing you to just have some health issues at an earlier age. And so this is where we can see the onset of health issues. And so these are a lot of things that people don't think about when it comes to mental health. So how do we deal with that? Because like I said, I just pretty much gave you a mouthful of issues that can cause you to be stressed and have anxiety. And before I get into the issues, I will say that it is normal to deal with situations. It's not something that we just live in the world and we don't deal with situations. Situations happen regardless or not. Just like if you were living in an apartment or a house, you're living in one of the two. Bills have to be paid. Okay. When it comes down to the electricity bill, that is something you just cannot skip on. Or even your water bill, or unless you live or have like a a sewer, or not a sewer, but if you have well water, you can get away with that. But still, not electricity too quick. And if you say, well, I'm passing on electricity, not groceries, okay? So it's something that you're going to have to deal with, finances. You just cannot escape it. And so one thing I want you to know is it is normal to deal with all of these. And there are ways that you deal with them. Sometimes people may overthink about them. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I never overthink. To be honest, sometimes I do overthink about things because I am the type of person where I like to plan. But I also know that when it comes to planning, at least for me as a believer in Christ, I also know that God is my provider. And so when it comes to that, there's a way that I provide. But then I also realize, hey, if I can't do something, then, hey, I'm not worried, okay? Because I know that at the end of the day, God is my source. He is the source of my life, okay? And so that takes a lot off my plate. And I think sometimes because many people don't believe in Christ or God, or they feel that they have to be their own provider, and the world creates its own image. If you watch media 24/7 or you own it long enough, you are going to get indoctrinated whether you are asking for it or not, but you are asking for a unsolicited message to tell you, hey, tell me that I need to be working, that I need to be the provider of my life. Because a lot of people do follow that mindset, but that's not healthy, okay? You hear different people say, you shouldn't get rest, you shouldn't get sleep. And that's going to be one of the ways that you can deal with stress or anxiety. Is getting rest, okay? Being up 24/7 is not healthy, okay? A person may say, you know, I have energy for days, but once you do relax, you'll be surprised with how many people I've heard who have said that when they were working nonstop and they actually took a rest, they would sleep for long periods of time. Like, and when I say long periods, like they would sleep for like 10, 12 hours. So hours that people will work, these people are sleeping because of overworking. So you don't want to get to that point, because you may get to a point to where you go to sleep and you don't wake up. And that has happened for many people because the body is not designed for going steady like that, working, working, working. You need to take rests, you need to take breaks, because at the end of the day, there's always going to be work, okay? It's always going to be work. Even if you left your job, the work is still going to go on. And so it's important that you get the rest that you need. Another thing is you want to make sure that you are setting aside time for your well-being. Because one thing, and I'm trying to see if I can pull this scripture up, but one of the things that I learned not long ago was in the Bible, at least it talks about the two commandments, at least in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, you have 10 commandments, but we also know that there are more than 10 commandments. But when it comes down to it, the first commandment, of course, is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And some translations may say strength. I know I'm paraphrasing, but it goes something like that. We are to love God essentially with all of our being. And the second commandment is loving our neighbor as ourselves. And one of the things that I learned about that was that most people don't realize that when it says to love your neighbor as yourself, that is essentially a commandment like combined. And I'm not trying to add to it, but what I am saying is that is pretty much saying that we ought to love ourselves and then we can love our neighbor as ourselves. Okay. So when it says to love our neighbor as ourselves, it is showing us that, hey, we should already be loving ourselves. So after God, we love ourselves and then we're able to love our neighbor. Our neighbor could be anyone. That could be kids. That can be someone that you may go to church with. Could be a close friend. It could even be someone that you meet at a public place. The point is that we are to take care of ourselves. And so how do we do that? When it comes down to taking care of self, some of the things that we've seen from this survey point out physical health. That means fitness. Are you going to the gym? Are you even working out at your home gym? Because that could be something that you may want to invest in if you haven't. And for most people, they may not feel that I don't do well with the home gym and it just doesn't work. Well, go to a gym, get a membership, be around people that you could make buddies with or friends with and who can also help you be accountable and even work out with some equipment. Sometimes you can find personal trainers there and even work with them and they can help you to get on a consistent schedule. And like I said, for me, I'm just kind of one of those individuals when I really started for myself, it is just kind of built in to me. I know what I need to do. I get it done. I just execute that way. I'm just that type of individual. Like I'm just a motivator. I have what I call as a goal. Okay. And that is something when it comes down to what I need to get done, it's done. It's done. Okay. And so similar to nutrition, are you eating the right foods? Because one of the things is that you cannot work your way out of a bad diet, okay? It's going to show you can look great on the outside, but on the inside, if you haven't been taking care of your body, it's just a matter of time before it shows. And so when it comes down to stress, one thing people don't realize is you cannot be stressful in eating junk food or foods that are not going to be nutrient dense, because that's not going to hold you in the long term. And even if you are steady going in the long term, like just being able to be in good health, like even if a person, let's say, lived up until 85, you don't want to live 85 or even up to 85, but for the last 25 years or even 30 years, you were dealing with issues that could have been avoided if you had taken some better care of yourself. And again, I want you to understand, I'm not saying that problems or health issues don't happen, but what I am saying is that some of the things that are preventable, we don't really do it in time. And so sometimes we start to reap some of those issues because we don't really take care of ourselves up front. And so it's important that you really are getting good nutrition in your diet, okay? And so these are just some of the few that I'm sharing with you, as well as when it comes to spiritual health, okay? So I think I touched on pretty much all of our topics from physical to behavioral with sleep and with nutritional, and spiritual health is really getting plugged into the word. And I know for many people, they may say, start reading your Bible. You need to read your Bible. But I know that that is kind of just a statement just to go on about your business. Like, I'm just going to tell you, read your Bible and go on about your business. But I'm not going to only say that, but I want you to be encouraged to not only read your Bible, but even to ask questions about why the Bible says what it says. Because when you do, sometimes you actually find that answer. And even studying the Bible, having some questions beforehand, okay, what am I about to read? And I see this passage of scriptures talking about, blessed are those who, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. I know I'm paraphrasing some, but if I'm reading the scripture about that, then let me think about some questions in terms of, okay, then, so I need to be doing this. What would be the opposite of not doing that? And the following chapter could share something about that, or why is this important for me to know? And it will tell you that. And so I think when it comes to spiritual health, at least for me, getting plugged into the Word of God and believing in God's Word is, to me, one of the best ways to really start to develop a solid relationship with Jesus Christ. And not only that, but being able to accept the invitation of salvation. And that means really accepting Jesus, not making Jesus as Lord, but accepting the invitation, saying, Lord, I surrender. I give my life to you. But also, I repent of my sins. And I realize that if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, you could have just wiped me off this earth. And so, it's more than just saying, I make Jesus my Lord. No, it's really about repenting, not doing what you used to do, or not even walking in anxiety or dealing with stress, especially if you know that you don't have to deal with certain types of stresses. Some stress we just deal with just because we get so used to dealing with it, but we really don't have to. For example, when it comes to finances, sometimes people may have the means to buy certain things, but you may stress so much over it. And I'm just going to be honest, sometimes I've had that in the past where I would debate about something, but I also realized that, hey, if I have the funds and if this is something that God is leading me to get, and I also understand for myself when it comes to getting certain things, there's a purpose for it, that makes things so much easier in terms of the filtering process. And so when you start to really go through situations, at least when it comes to spiritual health, it is so much more that you just do not realize that a lot of your decisions are not only improved, but it's improved because you are allowing God to show you how to walk into wisdom. And the scripture talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And before I skip to that, I want to let's see. Yeah, I think that is, let's see. I think that was First John. Okay, First John chapter 5. Let's see. Yeah, First John chapter 5, or I think it was John 14 or 15, but I was trying to look at it. But and I think the other scripture comes from Proverbs, so I'm looking that up real quick. But I want to share this information with you. And let's see, Proverbs 2 and 5, Proverbs 15, 33 talks about the fear of the Lord, beginning the wisdom. So these are some things that at least work for me. So when it comes to just really getting plugged into the Word, you want to make sure that you're doing that. Because for me, I can tell you that when it comes to stress and anxiety, the best way to deal with them is not just by only one way, but it's, in all honesty, it's pretty much using a combination of methods. So from behavioral health, making sure that you're getting sleep, getting physical fitness, improving your nutrition, but also really staying plugged into the Word of God. And for anybody who may be new to getting plugged into the Word of God, definitely reach out to me because I do want to help you with that. But also know that the best ways that you can really start is by reading the Bible, the Word. You probably don't want to start with Revelations because it can get pretty real quick. But any other book, you want to really start to read and even start to ask questions and meditate on that, and also believe in the Word of God. And I truly believe by doing that, that is going to help you as you grow closer to God. So with this, these are, again, are just some tips I wanted to share with you, and hopefully you find them helpful. Let me know what you think about this, because I do want to see you improving your stress levels as well as your anxiety levels. I don't want you to be a statistic, as we saw earlier or as we discussed, but I really do want you to get some help. And so one thing I didn't mention was that if you do have some serious needs that you have, it's important that you do reach out to some well-trained therapists and counselors. And for me, you know, I do try, I would recommend looking for some Christian counselors and really looking at what they focus on, even talking with them about some of their therapies, their approaches, because not all have the same approaches. And so it's good to really reach out to individuals who are trained and who are skilled at helping you to get the help that you need. So that is something that I wanted to mention to you. And again, if you enjoyed this content, make sure that you submit or subscribe to our page, Make sure you subscribe to our page on all of our social media, and make sure you like this content and drop a comment, because I do appreciate your feedback. And until next time, we'll talk.